I'm just going to share my heart with you for a minute this morning. God's been awful good to me. And I don't know if I've told you this or not lately, youngins. I love y'all with all of my heart. I love you, buddy. And I am so proud of you. I mean that. I'm not just saying that. I'm proud of you. John chapter number 3 and verse number 16. Word of God says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." I love verse 17. "For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved." I was thinking about these thoughts in Sunday school this morning. I don't have a prepared message today. God just spoke to my heart in Sunday school and I wrote 3 words down. "But I was dead in trespasses and sins. And when I got saved, when I got born of the Spirit of God, the night I got saved was not a hyper emotional experience. Miss Brenda, the night that I got saved with a childlike faith and a contrite heart, as best I knew how, Miss Emily, I poured my heart out to God. And as the only thing I really consciously remember Brother Jesse even saying was, 'God, forgive me.' I didn't have anybody to sing a verse of 'Just as I am.' I didn't have anybody to pray a prayer with me or pray a prayer for me. That night I got up off of that couch and I went to bed. And over the course of the next few days, over the course of the next few weeks, there was something profoundly different in my life."
Right. Amen.
"Forget the fact that I didn't cuss anymore.
Amen.
Forget the fact that I didn't smoke dope anymore. Forget the fact that I didn't waste any money on Budweiser anymore. Forget all that stuff, Miss Pat.
Amen.
But for the first time, I had life.
Amen.
There was something going on inside of me that I didn't know how to explain. I didn't understand it. It didn't make sense to me. I'd never had it in my 25 years of living. I'd never had life. And I got to witnessing to folks, and I didn't even know what I was doing. I got to witness into a lost Baptist preacher. I didn't even know what I was doing. I just knew there was something inside of me that I had never experienced before, and it was life, and eternal life does not begin when you die.
Amen.
Miss Nita, life begins the moment you're birthed into the family of God, and folks can see by what takes place, God give you life. Now what, for 25 years I thought I'd lived. I've been everywhere I could go, done everything I knew how to do. When I was, 19, 20, 21 years old, it wasn't unusual for me to get on an airplane, fly to New York City, fly to Montreal, Canada, party, go into clubs, go to Nashville, played in Atlanta regular and all over the country. And I thought I was living. And Miss Diane, the whole time I was looking for something.
Right. Right. Right.
You know what I was looking for, Brother Jesse? I was looking for life.
Right. Yeah.
And the whole time Jesus had it. And the whole time He was willing to give it to me. "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Boy, I remember when God gave me life, BJ. I remember the time and the place, and I watch folks in this building. I've seen folks in the past 2 or 3 weeks. I've seen folks in the past 2 or 3 months that God very well may have saved you, and you're looking and you're wanting to make sure that God's really done that work in your heart. Listen, don't worry about some great big hoopla of an emotional experience. Do you have life? I mean, is there something living and breathing on the inside of you didn't used to be there that makes you somebody you didn't used to be? And Jesus gave life. I know folks are looking for some big hoopla of an emotional experience, and I understand that salvation is an experience, and you need to be able to go back to the time and the place that God saved you. But with me, it's so much more, Brother Wesley, than just a time and a place and a date where God did something. It's life. God let me begin to live.
Amen.
And I've watched some of you, and you just don't want to make a false profession. And you're really contemplating in your heart, you're examining yourselves to see whether you're in the faith.
That's good.
And that's good. You need to examine yourself. But I'll tell you, one of the great things that passes that test, have you got life? Did God put life in you? I remember, praise God, little old Miss Amanda got saved on our front porch about 1 o'clock in the morning. Back in, I guess it was August, year before last, in the middle of the night, sitting out there on the front porch. And my wife came in, and we went to bed about 4 o'clock that morning. I said, well, did she tell you she got saved? She said, she ain't said. Next day, my wife spent some time with her, and she stayed around the house, and I looked at Miss Lori, and I said, she told you she got saved? She said, she ain't said. She's smiling. Something looks different. There's something going on with her. Over the course of the next few days, and she'd talk to her, and I'd talk to her, and I'd say, honey, she'd tell you she saved yet? And no, she ain't said nothing yet. But after about 4 or 5 days, I was sitting over at Robert and Patch's eating supper one evening, and the phone rang. I went out on the porch and answered the phone, and Miss Amanda on the other end said, I just want to tell you the other night on your porch, I had heart surgery. God changed my life. That's been about a year and a half ago, and I asked Amanda the other night, I said, honey, what caused you to call me? What gave you the liberty? What gave you the liberty to call me and tell me you knew that you'd been saved by the grace of God? She said, for that week, I was just so different. Everything was just so different. It's not about a big emotional experience. It's about getting life, and life will make a dead man different.
Amen.
Yeah. You remember when you got life?
Amen.
Buddy, I do.
Amen.
For God so loved the world. When I got saved, I got life. When I got saved, I got love.
Amen.
I became consciously aware of what love really was. I was filthy, ungodly, wicked sinner. Most of you in this building, if you'd have really knew who I was or where my heart was, you wouldn't even want to be in the same building with me. But God commendeth his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
Amen.
And as unlovable as I was, the precious Son of God was willing to die for me because he loved me and he wanted me. And I've never had anybody love me like he loved me. I mean, he knows my heart. He knows what's on the inside. He knows where I've been. He knows where I'm at, and he knows where I'm going, and he still loved me. I'm going to tell you what will make a difference in the life of a sinner. They need to know somebody loves them and somebody cares for them. And I'm not ashamed to tell you folks in this building this morning, Preacher Michael loves you. Boy, I spent a lot of years looking for, wanting somebody to love, wanting somebody to share love with, and God's given me a little group of youngins I can share my love with, and I ain't ashamed to love you. I ain't ashamed to be your friend. I ain't ashamed to tell you I love you and I care about you this morning. You know what sinners need to know? They need to know somebody somewhere loves them. You don't have to have some pretense. You don't have to clean up or straighten up or fix up. I realize there's folks in this building this morning and has been messed up on dope, and you've had needles stuck in your arms, and he's sucking pills up your nose and smoking dope and drinking liquor. I know where you've been. I've been some of the places you've been this morning. But let me just explain to you this morning, somebody loves you.
Amen.
You don't have to straighten up. You don't have to straighten out. You don't have to do better to get loved. Somebody loves you who you are and where you are, because the love of God's been shed abroad in my heart. God loved me where I was.
Amen.
He loved me. And he gave me the ability to love others.
Yeah.
This morning, folks don't have a clue what love is. It's lust.
Right.
Let me just help you. It's lust. That's what most folks see in the world today is lust.
Yeah.
And they don't know anything about love.
That's right, preacher.
I mean, even in the home, children, it's a performance-based thing. If you do good, you get loved. If you do what makes people happy, they love you. Let me help you out this morning. That ain't God's love. But God loves you without regard to your performance or how good you do or how good you look or how much you know or how much money you got. This absolutely blows my mind. I cannot even comprehend this. But I wasn't embarrassed him. There's a precious family sitting in this building this morning, got saved a couple of years ago, and before they got saved, they'd visited a church within walking distance of where you're sitting this morning. And before they left that church that morning, the pastor asked them for their banking information so their tithes could be deducted from their checking account. I'm talking about lost folks that's visiting the church for the first time. And correct me if I'm wrong, but call them, then ask them for their banking information so their tithes could be deducted. And they finally got mad at the pastor and said, "We just come to visit." Let me help you out this morning. If you got a problem with that, I'll give you money.
Amen.
I didn't come to get your money. There ain't nobody here come to get your money. I'll pay you gas money to get to church if you need it.
Amen.
There's folks that love you and care about you, not interested in what you could give or what you could do. That folks that know God loved them, brought them out of the slop holes of this world and robed them in the righteousness of Jesus Christ, and just want you to know what God did for them. There's folks that invite you to the house of God not because they want your money, but because they want you to get what they got a hold of.
Amen.
God gave me love. Finally, this morning, God gave me liberty. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Why did He have to give His Son to pay the price?
Right. Yes. Right.
To set me free.
Amen.
Had no idea what kind of bondage that I lived in. Had no idea until I got out from under it, Brother Jesse, what I was really under. But God gave me liberty. You see, when I was lost, I was religious, as wicked as I was. I was raised in church. I knew how to go through the motions. I knew what it was all about. Well, I knew how to stand up and testify. Lost as a ball in high weeds. But you know what God did for me when He saved me, Brother Ricky? He took the chains off me. He set me free.
Amen.
So I would have liberty.
Amen.
To be who I am.
Amen.
For the glory of God.
Right.
I love you. I don't say this arrogantly. I don't say this proudly. But I ain't got to impress nobody.
Amen.
What you see is what you get.
Amen.
I don't mean to be raw. I don't mean to be crude. But I don't have to be polished. I don't have to put on. What you see is what you get. Because when God saved me, God gave me the liberty to be who I was. I don't have to come to church and try to fit in. I don't need some cranker to get me started. It was in service the other night, and bless their poor heart, there's somebody sitting in the back of the building. Woo! Woo! God wasn't nowhere around. And I got people looking at me, "Preacher Mike, what's going on?" And I'm just sitting there, waiting on the Holy Ghost to show up. And He did show up in a little while.
Yeah.
But it didn't show up over that mess.
No.
But guess what? I ain't got to do nothing.
Right.
I ain't got to prove nothing. I ain't got to be nothing. Guess what? I get to be who I am for the glory of God.
Right.
And some days I ain't spiritual. And some days I don't feel too good. And some days I'm just empty. Some days I don't know which way to go. Some days I don't know how to find God. But praise God, God liberated me so I could be who I am for the glory of God. And when He comes around, I could worship Him and glorify Him and honor Him. Has God ever liberated you?
Amen.
He let me be who I am. You know what sinners like? They like to get around folks that's real.
Yes, sir.
Because we see so much of that plastic blow-up stuff in church. I mean, you ain't got to look far and you'll find that. But I ain't interested in plastic blow-up stuff.
Bless
him,
Lord.
Bless him. But Tim, I got a message I've been working on for a while. I got all kinds of notes and sermon outlines I've been working on for a while. I've got three words God gave me in Sunday school this morning. I have the liberty to be who I am and just tell you what God told me. Ain't that good? God gave me life. You know when He gave you life? Boy, I do. You remember the love that He put in your heart and let you love other folks like you never loved anybody before? Boy, I tell you what, when God... Boy, you start looking at people different when God saves you. You'll see them different than you ever saw them before. And folks that used to make you mad as the devil, you look at them now and just say they're just pitiful. Bless their heart, they're just pitiful.
Right.
God puts a love in you that you can't even explain. But I'll tell you, young converts, something. God puts a love in you sometimes for absolute strangers. Boy, I've seen folks. Boy, you boys that hand out them CDs, you've seen folks that God, the Holy Ghost, put it in your heart. I need to get them the Word of God. And there's something inside of you draws you to them. You know what that is? That's the Holy Ghost of God in you wanting to love on them.
Right.
God can choose to do anything He wants to do. He's God. But God has chosen to use His people to show His love to others.
Amen.
You remember when God put that kind of love in you?
Amen.
You remember when God liberated you? Well, I thank Him for what He's done. I thank Him for what He's doing.
Amen.
It ain't about just a big emotional experience. It's about being liberated.
Amen.
It's about being loved and given love. And it's about being given life. That's what God did for me, and I bless His name. The Word of God said, He that's forgiven much loveth much.
Amen.
You know why some of you love God with all your heart? You know what God forgive you of. You know where God brought you from.
Yes,
this morning, I know where God brought me from. I know where it was. I love Him. I love you. It's about eyes closed while we wait for just a second this morning.